Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Friday. It's September 21st. I'm Shannon Lukens. Craig police have arrested a person who's charged with stealing some instruments from Craig Middle School. Those instruments are an alto saxophone, a clarinet, and some drum mallets. While the person's been arrested, the instruments are already gone, having been sold to someone in the Craig area. Police are asking for help in finding out who bought those stolen instruments so they can get them back to the kids who own them. If you have any information, please call the school resource officer at 970-826-2360. Sports cars with the peak-to-peak rally rolled into Craig Monday. About 26 cars and drivers stopped for lunch at Fiesta Jalisco. On the way, they decided to donate some money to the Craig community. A check for $10,000 was given to the Interfaith Food Bank from the event organizers and the major sponsors of the event. That's Lori and Don Hicks of Porsche of Colorado Springs. The local food bank is an all-volunteer organization that serves as many as 80 families each month. It was a cold night. The National Weather Service at Grand Junction issued a freeze warning for the cities of Craig, Hayden, Meeker, and Steamboat Springs. John T. Perulis has achieved a rare gold standard in agricultural education by receiving a Future Farmers of America FFA degree. Less than 1% of FFA members achieved the honor. Much of his work-based learning was achieved with help from his family's ranching operation. Perulis is a 2017 graduate of Moffat County High School. He'll serve in the state office in June as a member of the Executive Committee of Colorado FFA. Crime Stoppers in Garfield County is ending. It's a nonprofit program run by volunteers. The local sheriff's office says now many businesses have cameras, as do citizens, and their social media to help solve crimes. That has made Crime Stoppers not as effective as it once was, so the local program will end. Garfield County is putting stage one fire restrictions back into place. That's because of the dry conditions. Stage one fire restrictions are still in place in Moffitt, Rout, and Rio Blanco counties. More fire updates. The Boone Draw fire near Maybell is reportedly about the same, meaning nearly fully contained after having burned more than 8,600 acres. The Silver Creek fire has also stayed the same and is at 35% contained, burning more than 13,000 acres north of Kremling. What hasn't stayed the same is the number of firefighters battling it. That number is now at 639. They're camping along Highway 40 just north of Kremling. The Ryan fire in North Rout County has now burned 2,725 acres in the Rout and Medicine Bow National Forests. A public meeting is at 6 o'clock tonight at the Grand Encampment Opera House in Wyoming. The Humane Society of Moffat County and the Bank of Colorado are having their fifth annual bowling fundraiser Saturday at Thunder Rolls Bowling Center. Money raised goes to the Humane Society. Starts at 5:30. Sunset Meadows has received a Community Improvement Award from the Craig Association of Realtors. It's for its new street corner flower garden. In sports, tomorrow morning, the Craig Middle School has volleyball against Rifle and Sirocco in Rifle. The middle school football team is also playing in Rifle. The Bulldog Boys soccer team plays Grand Valley in Parachute. That's at 11 tomorrow. Volleyball starts at noon tomorrow as the Moffat County team hosts Gunnison. And then at 1, it's kickoff for the Moffat County football team. That game is away against Olathe High School in Pagosa Springs. And that's the news on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.